My name is Alec Lanning, and I am here today, along with the rest of you, to celebrate the start of a journey toward the election of Senator Martha Lanning. As most of you know, I am her son. And on behalf of my sisters, my dad, and myself, I want to let you know that she is the most compassionate and determined woman that we know. Whether she was helping us with our homework, coordinating events at our school, or raising millions of dollars to build a place for our community to enjoy, she was always thinking of us and the other people that she would impact. When my mom would tell us she was going to do something, we knew it would get done. We are very excited for her to introduce her next step, and we have been waiting long enough for this announcement. So may I introduce my mom, Martha Lanning.
Thank you, Alec. It is so great to be back here at Generations, because as most of you know, this is a place that has a special, this is a place that is special in my heart, because it represents to me how a community can work together to overcome any challenge. When the economic downturn of 2008 occurred, many people thought that this building would never be built. As a matter of fact, many people told me this building would not be built. But we did it, and we did it by working together. Not by asking whether people are Republican or Democrat, but by bringing everyone to the table. Businesses, community members, nonprofits, and government entities. We came together to solve a problem and create a center that would provide opportunities for our kids and our seniors and everybody in between. That's how we do things here in Wisconsin. That's what I've done my whole life, and that's why I'm running for Wisconsin State Senate. Wisconsin is a state that I'm proud to call home. Both my husband, Wayne, and I were born and raised here, and we believe it's a great place to raise a family. We have two wonderful daughters, Caitlin and Madison, who, thanks to our excellent public schools, are pursuing their dream of graduating from UW-Madison. Our youngest, Alec, who you just met, is a junior at Sheboygan North High and also looking to a bright future because of the opportunities Wisconsin public schools have offered him. We have a lot to be thankful for because it was here that both Wayne and my parents worked hard and built their American dream. My father grew up in a poor family in northern Wisconsin, but because of the public school system and the GI Bill, he was able to become a chemical engineer and provide financial security for his family. My parents were good role models. They taught me to work hard, be financially responsible, be willing to make sacrifices, and support your community through volunteering. My mother strongly believed in helping your community, and her influence has played a large part in why I'm running for the Wisconsin State Senate. My parents also taught me what I like to call Wisconsin values, the idea that you help out your neighbors in good times as well as bad. The good ideas come from everyone, regardless of where you live or what party you're from. And that there is a challenge, there is no challenge too great for us to overcome when we work together. A Wisconsin value that has been proven over and over again. Those are the values I've carried with me my whole life, and no matter how far I've traveled. Quite frankly, I believe in solving problems. And I believe in solving them together. When faced with an underfunded school in the community that lacked a library and a playground, I organized parents and community members and raised over $160,000. Thanks to our efforts, the school was able to build a playground and purchase books to create a library for our children. After moving to Sheboygan, I discovered that many students from a local middle school did not have access to a healthy breakfast. I worked with a group of parents and administrators to ensure that those children got breakfast each morning. And we didn't stop there. We went on to spearhead an effort to add a computer lab to the school by raising money and writing grants to ensure that the students had access to the technology that they needed to succeed. It was in 2008 that I was hired by the Plymouth Intergenerational Coalition to help the dream of this beautiful building become a reality. And as I mentioned, when the economy had collapsed, there were many people who didn't believe the project would succeed. But we persevered. I brought people together from around the community, and we raised $4.6 million, and the project was completed in May of 2011, and it was January of this year that we paid off the debt. The building now serves as a community center, bringing seniors and children and everyone in between together. And our collaborative efforts have been labeled a model for the state of Wisconsin. I bring a unique set of skills to the legislature with my MBA, corporate, and nonprofit experience. And like I said, I believe in solving problems. I believe in solving them together. And I think it's well past time that we expect more of the Wisconsin values from our elected officials. Sadly, over the past decade, as the challenges facing our state have become greater and our elected officials have become less willing to bring people together to overcome them. While families across Wisconsin have struggled with job loss, rising health care costs, foreclosures, and uncertain futures for their families, politicians like ours have stopped listening, stopped working together, and stopped fighting for the people that they were elected to represent. And we've seen the results. Badger care cuts because we refused federal funding. $1.6 billion cut in education funding, resulting in larger class sizes, closed schools, and the loss of some of our state's best teachers. A stagnant economy and job numbers that rank near the lowest in our nation. A projected $700 million budget deficit for the 2015-17 budget that no one is planning for. The state legislature's taking local control away from cities, towns, and communities, and politicians more interested in fighting each other than fighting for the people they were elected to represent. This isn't the Wisconsin I remember, and it's not the Wisconsin I'm willing to settle for. We need to bring back the Wisconsin that I and many of you are so proud of. After years of fighting and partisan gridlock, the state Senate needs new leaders who know how to work together to solve problems for the people of Wisconsin. I've spent my career bringing people together from every background and political belief. I know that by listening and working together, we can overcome any challenge. And together, I know we can reinvest in our classrooms, giving our kids the skills they need to compete in the 21st century. Support our local businesses, earning them tax credits and state contracts to go to companies right here in Wisconsin and not out of state or overseas. Ensuring that women earn equal pay for equal work, protecting vital health care securities that hardworking families rely on, being sure to be proactive in financial planning, growing Wisconsin's economy, not with more giveaways to special interest, but by investing in our families and jobs in our neighborhoods. Return local control to our city, county representatives who believe, and we can do it with a balanced budget. Because when it comes to creating jobs, protecting families, and building a strong future for our kids, party doesn't matter. It's about getting things done and for the people of Wisconsin. It's about listening. It's about taking good ideas from wherever they come from. And it's about using our Wisconsin values and solving problems the Wisconsin way together, just like I've always done. And that's why I want to be your next state senator, and I hope you'll join me. Thank you very much.